Hello.
Hi, sir. Good evening. My name is Stanley from Opinion Research. We're conducting a public opinion survey, sir, on state and national issues. And by the way, your answers are anonymous and confidential. Your opinion is very important to the success of the survey. Do you have a couple of minutes to spare to participate, sir?
What's this all about?
It's just topics.
You're talking so fast, I didn't understand what you said to begin with.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just trying not to take too much of your time, so I try to just move a little quick, but my apologies. So I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a survey, sir, on national issues and state issues. And by the way, your answers are anonymous and confidential. What I was asking if you have a couple of minutes to participate, sir.
Well, I'm not sure if I want to participate in this.
Okay, well, it's just for your opinion. Your opinion does matter, and we'd like to hear it. And are you registered to vote?
Who would like to hear it?
It's just a general. They actually, I'm just a surveyor, so it's kind of like general, just for us to stay neutral. We don't. They don't share that information with us, so we don't sway any way when we're talking to you guys or. Our candidates. So I try to avoid any taking, too much information in so that I can get your raw opinion, right? But are you a registered voter in Maryland?
I sure am.
Okay, thank you, sir. And would you happen to be a Republican or a Democrat?
That doesn't matter.
Okay, that's okay. Let's see. Now, okay.
I'm not
going to
answer.
Yeah,
I'm not going to answer any questions that I don't want to answer.
Sure, of course. Of course, it's your right and your opinion. So, you wouldn't want to share with us whether you're Republican or Democrat? That's not something you want
to. When I go to vote, I vote for the person that I think is going to do the best job.
Right, correct. That's a good way of thinking. Okay, so let's say, how likely are you to vote in Maryland Republican primary elections for U.S. Senate in a couple weeks?
I have already voted with an absentee ballot. I have voted in every election that I've been eligible to ever since I've been 18 years old.
Okay,
and that's
great. Good.
And that was 70 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's a lot of participating, and that's great.
I figure that
it would be great if we all participated.
That's my duty.
Right, of course. If we
as a state citizen.
Sure, of course. If we want to change in the country, then we have to go out there and put our part in order to make make something happen. Otherwise, it's kind of our own fault for not getting out there and speaking our minds, right? So I'm going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each name, I'd like you to tell me if you recognize that person. If you do, I would then like you to tell me whether you have a favorable, unfavorable, or neutral opinion of that individual. So our first individual would be Chris Chafee. Is this person somebody that's favorable or unfavorable to you?
Don't even recognize the name.
Okay. And what about Robin Ficker?
Favorably.
Okay, so somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Yeah.
Okay, somewhat. Would that be fair to say?
What's that?
Somewhat favorable or very favorable, Robin Ficker?
Yes, I said favorable.
Okay. Okay, thank you. There's just two sections. One of them says somewhat favorable and the other one says very favorable. So it would be fair to say somewhat, sir? Okay, Donald Trump, very favorable or very unfavorable?
Favorable.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And Larry Hogan.
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable. He's too wishy-washy. He's a fence straddler.
Okay, I understand. And if the May 2024 Republican primary elections for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Ficker.
Ficker, thank you, sir. And do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine?
I would oppose that.
Okay, and do you strongly oppose it or somewhat oppose it?
Yeah, I would strongly oppose it.
Thank you, sir. Do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel, and also as strongly or somewhat?
Strongly support.
Thank you, sir. And next, now, when you are deciding...
Israel is God's chosen people, and it's pathetic that our government is not 100% back of Israel.
Okay, and that's exactly what we want to know, sir. Your opinion, it's important to us. So thank you for that. Now, when you're deciding whom to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? We have very important, somewhat important, not too important, not at all important. So the first one would be energy independence for this country.
Very important.
Very important. Thank you, sir. Economic issues, inflation, family, budget, and debt.
Very important.
Thank you, sir. Being a candidate, who supports Donald Trump?
Important.
Okay. And job creation and economic development.
Important.
Okay. Would that be very important or somewhat important?
Very important.
Thank you, sir. And securing and protecting our southern border.
Very, very, very important.
Thank you, sir.
Which this government is doing a lousy job of it.
Right, and that's exactly what we want to know, your opinion, sir, and thank you for that. Okay, so now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Ficker. Okay, after each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. So Robin Ficker says running for Senate.
It doesn't matter because I've already voted. I said I've already voted my absentee ballot, and I voted for him. Yes.
Okay. So you would say in this case you're saying for this answer it has no effect. I'm trying to get your sense of your opinion on this. So
yeah,
Robin,
I'll save you a little time with going through.
Yeah.
This. That's the reason I told you that.
Right. Okay. I understand. I understand your reason for that. But what I was wanting to ask you is if Robin Ficker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values, would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or it doesn't, or it doesn't make a difference to you, sir?
I'm not understanding what you're getting at here.
Okay, so let's say what I'm trying to say, because I'm just reading the questions, but maybe I'm just not reading them right, so let me try again. So Robin Ficker says he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values. Now, would that make a difference for you when voting? Would it make much more or much less likely to vote for him?
Yes, that was the reason why I voted for him.
Okay, so it make you much more likely or somewhat more likely to vote for him, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir. And then Robin Ficker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you also more likely or less likely when you voted? Did that take effect on your voting, and did that make it better
more,
for you? Or
more
less?
Likely, more likely.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. So Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As Senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker, or does it make no difference to you?
Yeah, that was one of the reasons why I voted for him.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Okay, let's move on. We're almost done, sir. Now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Larry Hogan. After each, please tell me if the information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference at all. So Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or does it make no difference, sir?
Yeah, well, I wasn't a fan of his when he was our governor.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I wouldn't even consider voting for him. For
okay, so
office.
this makes no difference.
I don't think he did a good job as governor. And so mm-hmm. I really don't think he's a good leader. He's a fence
mm-hmm.
straddler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember
like
you saying that.
I don't like that.
Right. I understand, sir. So this would it wouldn't have any effect on you because of your already you have
no,
your,
no.
your opinions.
Well,
okay, thank you, sir.
Well, yeah, mm-hmm. it did have an effect on me because I knew what
okay.
he was, and I
right.
wasn't about to vote for him.
Okay, so then it would have, because of that, it would have made you less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you, sir. So, Larry Hogan, again, he's running for Senate not to serve one party, but to stand up to both parties. Does this make you more likely or less likely?
Less likely.
Thank you, sir. And somewhat or much less?
Boy, this is getting to be a real...
we're about done. We're at 80%.
Sure here. I thought you said it was only going to take a very few minutes.
Yeah, we're done. We're basically... This is the end. This is the biggest part.
Oh,
so okay. After this, it's just a statistical question. Just real quick statistics.
Where are you located? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from... you being our home base? We're Washington, sir. Yeah.
Where?
Yeah, Washington, sir.
Did you say Washington?
Yes, sir.
Washington, D.C.?
Yes, sir.
You're calling from Washington, D.C.?
Yeah, it's called our research is
are
called,
you are
research
you
opinion.
Are you located in Washington D.C. somewhere?
No, we're located. Honestly, sir, I can't disclose any general. I just could do general information, just because I wouldn't want it to sway your opinion anyway. Where I'm located.
Are you located in Maryland?
Yeah, well, the survey is for Maryland, so we're. We're doing a survey in Maryland right
okay.
now. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so Hogan, he's running for Senate to serve no party, that's what he says, but to stand up to both parties. Would that sway you much less likely to vote for him or much more likely to vote for him?
No, I wouldn't vote for him. He's not a good leader, period.
Right. Okay, so basically, Larry Hogan.
That's my opinion of him.
And I really appreciate you taking the time and giving us your opinion. And this is something that needs, you know, we called you because your opinion matters, sir. So person, the governor Larry Hogan, locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or it makes no difference at all? I know your answer, but I have to hear it from you.
Yeah, well, that would make me very unlikely.
Thank you. Okay, I'd like to ask you on May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today. For whom would you vote? Robin Flicker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Already voted.
Okay. And I believe you said Hogan, correct?
No.
Okay. Let's see. Then it'd have to be Chafee.
End of conversation.
I forgot, sir. I'm really trying to play.
You have a short memory.
It's just that I can't hold on to people's opinions. I could conversate with you, but I can't try interact in the conversation of the situation.
All right.
Yeah. So, someone else then, correct?
What's that?
Someone else? Was it someone else? The options are Flicker, Hogan, or Chafee. I'm trying to remember what you said.
Told you who I voted for. I voted for Flicker.
Oh, right. I did, but then I got a little confused a little while ago when we were talking. So generally, would you describe yourself as a moderate or conservative Republican?
Conservative.
Thank you, sir. And would you say you are very conservative or somewhat conservative? Well, I think since 70 years of voting, I would guess, but I don't know. You should tell me what I would.
What would you guess?
I would say very. I'll say very. That's what I would guess.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, sir.
You'd be right.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, sir.
You'd be right.
I've fallen between that generation of yours and the current generation, so I'm kind of in the middle. I've seen both sides of the fence, and there's a big difference, a huge difference in the.
Many years ago, when I was in high school, we had a history teacher, and she emphasized to us that when we got old enough to vote, that we should all vote, that mm-hmm. was our patriotic duty as a U.S. Mm-hmm. citizen. And so I have always remembered that. And so I've voted in every election that's come down the road since I was 18.
Right, and it's a lot of times it's really how could you say rewarding to see what sometimes it works to your favor and sometimes it doesn't, but it feels a little rewarding when you see the results and you're like, hey, I participated and I made that change, right?
Yeah.
So the last few questions are only for statistic purposes. We're done, sir. We're about done. Yeah, go ahead, sir. I'm listening. What were you saying? Go ahead, sir.
I don't know. The thought escaped me now. Sorry.
No, please don't apologize. I'm having a great time speaking with you. Thank you, sir. And so into which of these groups do you fall into? This is the age category, 18 through 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 or older.
I'm in the category of 60 and older.
Thank you, sir. And so that concludes our survey, sir. And I appreciate your time. I appreciate your views. And,
already?
You're
20 minutes.
it's always nice to hear.
Do I get paid for this interview?
Matter of fact,
does Biden have any money available to pay me for this interview?
I honestly don't know who's paying for the survey or who's actually the survey this is, or like a person. We don't well, we're not privy to that information. But, you know what, there are some surveys that do pay, and if you like, I'll keep your number in mind if what's
no,
going to come
no,
up.
No,
like,
no, 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 I'm not interested.
Well, you know, I really appreciate you taking the time to speak to me and share your opinion. Thank you, sir. I really do.
Are you a Maryland resident?
I'm originally from California.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, you know,
how do you get way in here on this East Coast?
Well, that's the thing. I do a little bit of work here, a little bit of work there, and this is just another one of my jobs that I do to you know, make ends meet. You know how things are nowadays.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's an opportunity for me to actually, you know, make ends meet, sir.
Are you voting in the Maryland primary?
No. I'm not registered to vote in Maryland, so I won't be voting there.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
You vote in California?
Yeah, I'm out there, yeah. That's where I have everything. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. You people out there in California need all the help you can get.
Oh man, I agree with you. We all we can use some help, definitely. It's just you know,
yeah.
Something that is hard to put together. You know, it's just so diverse and so many opinions. Everybody.
Is your governor of California going to be the Democratic nominee at the Democratic convention?
Yeah, well, I guess we'll have to wait and see, but. Let's see who. I'm like the same way. Whoever does the better, who I think is going to do the better job,
would be in favor of that?
Actually, I would take the same. I would say the same opinion that as yours. Whoever seems to be the candidate to do the better job for the state, then that's where I would focus my attention. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not really.
No.
I'm into whoever's going to be the better fit. Whoever's going to do a good job.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who they're going to come up with, but I wouldn't be in favor of your governor either.
Well, yeah, of course.
I wouldn't be any more in favor of him than I am of Biden.
Right. Well, I understand,
but then,
sir. You know,
put them in a bag and shake them up, and they both pop out at the same time.
Yeah, well,
okay.
Of course. It's great to have a conversation and share opinions, sir. I appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. Thank goodness I'm still able to voice my opinion, or we are.
Right, and thank you for that, sir. I really appreciate you. And have a good night, sir.
Okay.
Good night, sir. Thank you for your time.
You too.
Thanks, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.